All right, we're in Siman Tav Kuf Chaf Zion about Erev Tav Shilin. Sif Beis. Erev is also known as Bapasa Tav Shil. The Erev is done by using a baked item and a cooked item. Dimlo Asalam Tav Shil Avad. If you only use the cooked item, mutter, you can still cook and bake. The Mishnah Berurah says this is because most poskim hold that you really only need a cooked item. You don't need a baked item, and the cooked item works to allow you to cook and bake. But we have a minhag to be machmir, like those poskim who say that you really need a baked item and a cooked item. Therefore, b'diavad, it's mutter. If you don't need to bake for yontiv, on yontiv for Shabbos, you only need to cook. Then, and even l'chatchila, you could use just a cooked item, not a baked item. But the minhag in general is to do both. If before it gets dark, you decide that you want to add a baked item, you can just add a baked item and say Bahadin Aruva again and don't make another bracha, and you're good to go. Siv Gimel. Shir Tavshil Zeh Kazayas. In order to make an Erev Tavshilin, the cooked item has to be at least a Kazayas worth. Bein Lecha Bein La'alafim, whether it's for one or for 1,000. Bein B'tchilas Bein B'sofo, whether it's at the beginning or at the end of whatever it is. V'yesh Matzirich L'chila B'pas Kebeitza. Some people say L'chila you should have an egg worth size of the baked item, and that's our minag. Mishum Hiter Mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the Achronim in the name of the Shlah, that you should take a whole baked item, and you should take a nice piece of meat or fish. So even though it's true that eggs work, and the minag in general, a lot of people use a piece of matzah and an egg, because those don't go bad, and you don't have to worry about it going bad over the couple days. But really, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Mishum Hiter Mitzvah, you should try and take something nice. So you take a challah that you're going to use on Shabbos, and you take a piece of meat or a piece of chicken that you've cooked for Shabbos, and that's what one is best if one should use. If you're not sure what you're going to eat, you cooked a lot for Yontif and Shabbos, and then you could just pick up everything and make the Erev Tavshilin over all the items. You don't have to pick them up at the same time. Just say Bahadei Neruva and the Bracha and pick everything up one after the other. So this way you'll be covered that at least something will remain for Shabbos as the cooked item that you have cooked for Shabbos. Siv Dalid. Tzarech she yitav shel zeh davar shehu roi lelab as well as a pas lafugei daisa. The cooked item has to be something that goes together with bread as opposed to daisa, oatmeal or something like that, which would not count. The Mishnah Berurah says, for example, fish, meat, eggs, anything like that, which normally is eaten together with bread. The Ma'aril used to use a nice piece of meat, and he used a nice whole piece of bread, says the Mishnah Berurah, and he would take them and use that for the Erev Tavshilin. And then on Shabbos, he would use the challah for Lechem Mishnah for the Friday night meal and the Shabbos day meal. And then Shalosh Shudis, he would use that and eat it then. Because once it was used for one mitzvah, it should be used for another mitzvah. So that was his minhag. Even though the Dershu points out that even though we have a concept of enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos, and therefore you can't use the same cup for two brachos like sheva brachos and those issues, still the Meiri in Shabbos says that's only when you're doing the two mitzvos at the same time. But if you're doing it not at the same time, so then it's not the case. It's a little bit odd because we find the concept of enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos even back to back. But this is what the Dershu quotes the Meiri as saying. But we have this concept also by Irvi Chatzeros that we use that for Lechem Mishnah and Hoshanos also. The leftover Aravos we use. The Rama says to be used for burning the matzahs on Pesach, to cook the matzahs on Pesach, and we also use it for tzitzis strings that once they've ripped off, the Mishnah Berurah says that they should be used for a bookmark or something like that. So we have this concept, and it's hard to know, but sometimes we apply the rule of Kevin and this Avid Mitzachara, Savid Mitzacharis, and sometimes we apply the rule of Ainsu Mitzvah Schavius Chavius, Moshe Kosol Toposek, as to when we apply which one. One more point. When it comes to, we're supposed to use bread, but the Shevet Levi says the Pasha, you're allowed to use a baked item that's mezonos also, like cookies or cake or something like that, for the Erev Tavshilin also.